Roundtable Podcasts, underwritten by Proctors, the Capital Region's premier performing arts center featuring the best in entertainment from Broadway and around the globe. Proctors.org.
Matt Funicello. Is Annette Funicello a relative?
Very distantly.
She is.
I don't want to take up the time talking about that story, but she was very nice, and my grandmother corresponded with her about that issue because she was a bank teller all her life in the days when you basically would say Mrs. Funicello on your placard, not Pauline.
Right.
So people would ask every
day.
Well,
why wouldn't you want to talk about that? You'll probably get more votes for that than anything else you could talk about. Okay. So
I don't believe that at all.
Okay. So you're a Green. What do you believe in?
Well, in this particular race, because we need to narrow it down, there are lots of things I believe in.
21st district.
21st congressional district, which has now been redistricted to be basically the Adirondack Park with some southern and western tinges to it.
Which is half the United States.
Watertown. Yeah, pretty much. It's almost 17,000 square miles.
Wow.
It's insane. Yeah. So it is a district they spend a lot of money on. $8.7 million the two corporate parties spent in the last election cycle. This election cycle, if you include the Republican and her opponent who ran on the Independence Party line, you're already looking at $3.5 million spent before the general election cycle really kicks in.
And how much have you spent? $35.
I've actually spent closer to about $6,000.
Wow. Now you're a baker, right? Isn't that what you do for a living?
I'm a very poor bread baker.
And where do you do this?
I own Rock Hill Bakehouse, which is in South Glens Falls or Moreau, depending on the post office or tax district you talk to.
Yeah.
But essentially, we own a wholesale bakery there, and we own a cafe in downtown Glens Falls.
Well, you're quite famous, really. I mean, I know you're self-deprecating, but we all know your work. And what makes you say, okay, I'm going to spend $6,000 and I'm gonna do this? Why do you bring this vigor to this race?
Very simply put, it's not my money. It is grassroots money that's been collected, and I've spent very little of my own money at all. I believe that money in politics, as I think most Americans understand, is the problem. We have corporate sponsorship of every single congressional and senatorial representative we have. We can continue to believe we're going to change that system by changing them. I think that's hopelessly naive. And I don't see any evidence of it in my lifetime.
So if somebody walked up to you and said, Matt, I'm thinking about voting for you. After all, you're related to Annette Funicello.
or more importantly, I know you work for a living, whereas none of these, multimillionaires who normally run for Congress do.
Yeah.
So I respect the fact that you're more like I am and might actually represent me when you get to Congress.
No, you see, that's the danger of you're asking the question I was in the middle of asking.
Oh.
And the question I was in the middle of asking is saying, the guy says, I'm an industrialist, but industrialists don't have to have bad values. I want to give you, $10,000.
Well, essentially, the Greens have a very no-nonsense policy about accepting corporate money. And while that may evolve or change at some point in the future, I mean, for the moment, it's incontrovertible. We don't accept corporate donations.
When you say the Greens,
mm-hmm.
Are the Greens a unit of any kind? In other words, do you all know each other? Do you get together? Do you have cell meetings in the back of the butcher store? I mean, how does this all work?
It's not quite like the Mafia or the Communist Party. And it's not quite as romanticized, perhaps, as the origins of the labor movement. Greens, essentially, I believe, are founded as a party of activists. And that's made it very difficult to make the transition from being activists who are advocating for peace and for civil justice and social justice to become politicians. How are we going to enter that arena? And I think the answer has been we're waiting for the public to catch up. We're waiting for people to ask the question.
It's happened before.
Without any question, but we're living in a time when I think almost every member of Congress is a multimillionaire. So we don't have a voice at the table. People who work for a living, which is 80-90% of our populace, don't have any representation at all.
Wait, with that big bakery and the thing and everything, you mean you're not a millionaire?
I make $40,000 a year.
Whoa.
And that includes me not paying myself overtime.
With all that great food.
Well, the thing is, it's not a matter of that we're not successful. It's a matter of that I believe in paying the people who work for me a commensurate amount with what I make. I don't like to live off other people's backs.
Mm-hmm.
We also don't take public money, unlike major corporations that take boatloads of it and then are expecting also to be able to move to Mexico or right-to-work states like General
Electric.
Oh, you
mean Electric. The bakery doesn't take
public. No, that's exactly what I mean, is we don't take public money.
Yeah.
We also, like most corporations, don't actually pay any taxes because we don't make an income. That is kind of similar to our larger corporate brethren who also hide all of their income. Ours goes out in payroll.
Right.
And not to me. No, I'm not a millionaire. I live in a one-bedroom apartment and my truck is owned by the bank. I make payments.
I'm impressed. I really am. And you're a nice guy. So then anybody who thinks that, you know, people who are activists aren't nice, don't have the capacity for being good people.
Well, I think
they're just wrong.
I think that there are lots of people who are activists who fail to recognize the need, the necessity for us to take the arena that is activism and move it over to the political arena. Politics is corporate governance now. So how do you fix that? If you can be an activist and go out on the street, I have a friend who's an editor for a fairly large paper and, you know, says to me that activism is anachronistic. I'm not sure that
I don't know what that means. I'm sorry. Maybe I'm stupid.
Well, I think from his perspective, when he called it that, what he meant, because I asked him for a better definition, I use his word.
Yeah.
He felt that it really had we'd already seen its day, that in the 1960s, activism worked to some degree. We ended the Vietnam War. You know, that's how he's looking at it. And now in this generation, it's irrelevant. I look at the peace demonstrations building up to our bombing of Iraq and Afghanistan, and I say you had millions of people on the streets of New York City, and the media represented that there might have been 100,000 people there.
It's true.
Now, when the New York Times does that and Fox News does that, we have an issue. I say all the time, you know, that the New York Times is Fox television for academics, and I mean that. When you can have a Dick Cheney propaganda printed on the front page of the New York Times for a month and a half prior to our invasion of Iraq, there obviously is an issue. When Chris Hedges gets fired from the New York Times, obviously there's an issue with, are we being objective? Are these huge corporate mechanisms being objective? Our media is not.
Well, you have your say, Matt Funicello, and I certainly respect you for it, but I think there's a huge difference between Fox News and the New York Times, just in terms of, I think the bottom line for Fox seems to be unbridled greed with no reservoir. And with the New York Times, you know, more of a, everybody deserves to have a mortgage.
Well, I think the telling part of all of that is that neither of them are delivering us a mortgage. They're lying about it. And that's where I find a commonality. I don't disagree with you that the content's very different, but I think we're convincing ourselves by utilizing or believing in a left and right media that there actually is such a thing, and there isn't. There's a corporate media.
Are you enjoying this race?
I'm enjoying it immensely, because what happens when you are a Green and an activist is quite regularly you feel like you are relatively alone.
But you know you're not.
Unless you have a rally. When we have events, when we invite people to come in, when we have any kind of media representing us, the support and the number of people from my own community who know me that I expected would be kind of negative or talk about, you know, the spoiler issue or would feel that this was a fantasy. You know, one or two people have said that. Hundreds and hundreds of people instead have said to me, thank you so much for running. It's really brave. It's wonderful. We can't believe we're going to have an actual choice in this election cycle.
Would you faint if you won?
No, actually, I'm expecting to win. And that sounds blustery and overconfident, but it so many amazing things have happened during the course of this last 5 months that I do believe it's possible. I believe it's possible that the voters in our electorate don't want either of the multimillionaire outsiders who have come in to buy our seat. You know, they really actually want somebody who represents them. I am that guy. It is a New England district that is full of very rugged individualists. You can look at Republican-Democrat registrations on a voter level, and you can say, how meaningful is that? Most of these people are registered so that they can vote in primaries.
So why
They're
didn't
not
you,
married to their parties.
So why don't you run in the Democratic primary?
Because I don't believe in the Democratic Party. It's a corporate mechanism post-Jimmy Carter. It has no interest for me whatsoever. It is the Republican Party.
Our guest has been Matt Funicello, Green Party candidate for New York's 21st District. I must say it's been refreshing and a wonderful time with you, Matt. And when we come back the next time, I'm going to ask you about that word that starts with S and ends with R.
Okay. Well, and if you start it with an I instead, it might be issues we're talking about.
Thanks, Matt.
Spoiler. Talk to you soon, Alan.